Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
What's my pet peeve? Messy cat litter. Those furry little pads turn into cat litter super spreaders, leaving the already been used litter scattered across the floor for your bare feet to discover. The solution? World's Best Cat Litter's new load tracking and dust control. It's quick clumping, made from corn so it doesn't stick to paws like clay, and specially formulated to stay where it belongs, in the box. Switch to World's Best Cat Litter for a happier, less littered home.
I like them nasty. Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, yeah. Nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. Ooh. I like them nasty, nasty. Ooh. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. Ooh. I got some big booties who nasty. Ooh. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Taste like that act in a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ate her ass. Kevin Gates,
know what I like.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Damn.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty,
nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
He like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of this shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands round my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like him nasty, nasty.
Damn.
I like him nasty, nasty.
I like him nasty.
I like him nasty, nasty.
I like him nasty,
nasty.
Real nasty.
I like him nasty, yeah. Nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Sweezy's all excited. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the operating room. I am the doctor, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to operate on some things today. Thank you so much for being here. Sweezy, can you hear me? All right, we all turned up only because we're going to have a real good conversation today, right? It's the love versus the stroke episode. Make sure you guys call in. I put the number down there. It's 314-441-5155. That way you guys give us your questions, your comments live on the air, and we're going to talk to you guys. But first, Lola's in the building. Lola, say what's up.
What up, y'all?
What's up?
What up, what up?
What's up? Mo Faded's in the building. We talking love versus the stroke today. What's up, Mo Faded?
What up, what up, what up, though?
What up, though? Mo Faded's in the building. Tweezy's back there. I can't do anything without Tweezy. I'm just being honest. So we appreciate you, Tweezy. The love is the stroke. Okay, we're going to talk about this. Today's special guest is Abinagad. Hi, and welcome inside the operating room.
Likewise, I'm happy to be here. What's happening? What's happening?
I did say that. Listen, I had an opportunity to actually hear him, and once I heard him, I'm like, oh, okay, that was kind of cool. that was cool. And then I hosted Tiffany's Playhouse, we did, and I got a chance to hear him again, and I said, oh, yeah, let me reach out to him. And he's here, so I'm super excited.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me. She's been on me too. Like, you ready? You ready?
You ready?
Is you ready? Yeah, you know, that's the question.
We don't see
It's pretty good. We gonna see. Lolo, he was challenging the operating room.
We gonna see.
See, he was by yourself.
Oh, no, I take a double time. Don't get me wrong. You know, that's on my bucket list. What you talking about?
He said he can double team us, Lolo.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's mathematically correct.
I have to turn it around. All right, I've been a guy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because we for to learn some things about you in just a second.
Okay. A little bit about myself. Well, first and foremost, I am myself. When you see me, I'm gonna be that same person every time. You know, I'm a. I'm a serial entrepreneur, you know. I get to the bag. You know, I ain't clocked in like 5 years. I'm an artist. Yeah, I appreciate it. Businessman. I got a lot of different things going on. I want to put it on one thing, but There It Is Incorporated. Make sure y'all messing with There It Is Incorporated there for is sure. Incorporated. Yeah, yeah. Follow it on everything. Follow I've Been a God on everything. On my mama, IBENAGOD.
Hey, okay. He seem like he ready, Lolo.
They must don't know who they got in here. I said 5 years. I've been grabbing my own money for 5 years. I ain't no not ready.
Okay, all right, we're gonna figure it out. And he's gonna do two pieces for us, right? You got two pieces planned for us?
Yes,
today?
Man, we can do that.
I'm excited. Again, I'm already moist. So, listen, this is how we get to know our guests. We play two games with them. Make sure you guys share it live. Because we're going to have a good time tonight. Later, we will be talking about the love versus the stroke. That is the topic for today. But for now, we're going to get to know our guests. We're going to play two games. Okay. I'm going to explain the rules, okay? First game we're going to play is Make Me Choose. This is my favorite. This is my favorite game. I'm going to give you two things. You have to pick one. The thing that you do not pick, you can never have it again.
Oh.
So choose wisely. Just relax. Oh, okay.
Now you're questioning.
Now you're sweating. Give us an example.
So if I was like, so what you get with your Chinese food? You get crab rangoon, you get egg rolls.
You have to pick the thing that you want, because you can never have the other one again.
That's tough. Yeah. I like crab rangoons and I like egg rolls.
Life is about choices.
Life is about choices. It's called Make Me Choose. That's the name of the game. Because if you don't spit them answers out quick, guess what Lolo has?
My gavel.
Ooh, okay.
It's a serious situation around here.
Yes, ma'am.
It's okay, a serious situation. You understand the rules of the game?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Are you ready to
this
play?
This is a timed affair. So each question, you got it. Maybe 5 seconds tops.
Maybe two.
This it is.
Don't listen to him with the bro code of 5 seconds.
I tried. I really tried.
He's trying to help out. All right. I got a couple new questions on here, too. So this is going to be interesting. Okay. You ready? You understand the rules of the game?
Yes, ma'am.
Lolo, you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
At least hold the gavel if you're going to say you're ready.
I try not to make them too nervous. So, as soon as I think, one.
Then she go, when she start reaching for it, that means you losing. That's when she start reaching for it.
Okay.
You about to lose. He's like, I don't even want to see her ass then. Okay. All right, we're going to get started. Now, this is the first Make Me Choose of season 3. So I'm excited. Ooh. All right, here we go. Sports car or truck?
Truck.
All right. You rather have pussy or head?
Pussy.
You rather have the beach or the snow?
Snow.
Missionary or doggy style?
Missionary.
Game night or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
High heels on your mate or tennis shoes on your mate?
Tennis shoes.
Eating the groceries or sucking the toes?
Sucking the toes.
Online dating or meeting in person?
Meeting in person.
Chicken or fish?
Chicken.
White or dark liquor?
Dark.
Thumb in her butt or no thumb in her butt?
Thumb in her butt.
Sex in the kitchen or sex in the bathroom?
Sex in the kitchen.
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Nicki.
A creamer or a squirter?
I like the cream.
Virgin or a hoe?
Virgin.
Okay. Her bonnet pussy or lingerie pussy?
Say again?
Her bonnet pussy or lingerie pussy?
Her bonnet pussy. It's her body pussy. What that mean?
Oh, we're going to talk about
that.
We're going to talk about that in just a second. And the last question, you rather have somebody want you or you rather have your mate need you?
Want me.
Okay. All right, real quick. Her body pussy or lingerie pussy? So there was this thing as far as do men really want women to dress up during sex? A lot of guys kind of don't care. They're like, that shit look cute, take it off. Basically, is the general consensus of it. So her body pussy is basically if the girl comes to bed with her bonnet on, maybe a t-shirt, versus her coming with her lingerie on, maybe sexy heels, lighting candles. It's like a different aura, I would say. So that's what I was asking.
Okay, yeah, so I was right on in.
So her body pussy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Lingerie, I think lingerie is more for the woman as opposed to the man.
Okay.
You know, because I mean, if you want to please your man, just come out naked.
That's, okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
You don't wear nothing. Shit, if that's the case.
Real talk.
Yeah, but I think everybody has that moment where they need some level of reassurance. Wow. I want to feel sexy. Men want to feel appreciated. Women want to feel sexy. Yo, that's that appreciation. You got to appreciate them. Like, yo, you went out your way to do this here, to look this level of good for me, almost just tantalizing your mind. And we got to respect that about women. We got to appreciate that. That's very important.
I definitely feel sexier. So easy tripping tonight. Make sure you guys try this live. I think, you know what, honestly, I feel sexier when I'm dressed up. I feel like my performance is definitely going to be better. If I haven't heard mine, I just want to get off real quick, you know. But it's like I want to just kind of probably be.
They don't notice, but they reaction be different too. Eyes be big, bulging out.
Like,
they
she looks sexy today. Yeah. But then they be like, take this shit off.
Yeah, okay, now take this shit off.
But at least I got my point across.
Yeah.
Did you know?
What if he saying, "Ooh, babe, you look so good." Now take it off.
They don't give no fucks on the floor.
They throw that shit in the corner.
All right, make sure you guys. Give us a call and just let us know. That's a new question this season. So I'm excited about that. All right, we got one more game.
Okay.
So we can get to know you.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
It's called Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It.
Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It.
Yes, so I'm going to just blurt out a phrase. And your only response could be you either got to say, I like that, I love it, or I gotta have it. Okay. Only three choices.
No
small,
dislikes.
Medium.
No dislikes.
There's no dislikes.
Okay.
So,
like it, love it, or gotta have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't like it, you just choose the lesser, which is like.
Like, I got you.
Okay. Like it, love it, or gotta have it. Ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Lolo, you ready with the gavel?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Car sex.
Gotta have it.
Date nights.
Gotta have it.
Going to the strip club with your mate.
Love it.
Food in the bedroom.
Like it.
Eating the groceries.
Gotta have it.
Tongue kissing?
Gotta have it.
Choking your mate.
Gotta have it.
Lingerie on your mate.
I love it.
Oh, did I say that one already? I'm sorry if I did. But that's all I got.
I'm good.
All right, we're going to break that all the way down. We're going to come right back with I've Been a God. We got to know him a little bit, so now it's his turn to turn us up. All right, and we're going to let him do one of his pieces. We don't have very much music today, so we are going to jump into the topic pretty soon. But for right now, we have a new artist. His name is Ruthless Savage. The name of this song is Big Dog. Take a listen, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Everybody out there, make sure you share the live. It is the operating room. I am the doctor. Let's go.
I know this one.
Ruthless Savage, I'm a big dog now.
If you want
that speak. When I was a little nigga, I was running and robbing the streets. I did that for the set. Now I'm a big dog. I be chasing the bag. Everything I do is for a check. Got a little bitch with me. We gon' ride in this Hemi. She say she gon' give me some neck. If he say the wrong thing and it's off with his head. Aim for your chest, but I take off your neck.
When I was a little nigga, I was running and robbing the streets. I did that for the set. Now I'm a big dog. I be chasing the bag. Everything I do is for a check. Got a little bitch with me. We gon' ride in this Hemi. She say she gon' give me some neck. If he say the wrong thing and it's off with his head. Ain't for your chest, but I take off your neck. When I was a little nigga, I was running.
running and robbing the streets. I did death for the set. Then I got locked up. They ain't answer the phone whenever I call them collect. Instead of just hitting the green, I'm calling their phone. Everybody, they hitting the red. But now that I'm out and I'm free and I'm shitting on niggas, can't keep my foot off of their necks. Bitches, they calling me FaceTime. Wanna give me some FaceTime? Let's reject. Nigga, I ain't chasing the bitch. I'm chasing the bag. So everything about a check. Little nigga went and just caught me a six. Know that I could've just caught me a scat. But bitches don't care about a six or an eight or a 12. Long you don't ride in the back. Long you stuffing that gas and passing the gas in the backwoods that is set. Homes got insurance on that ass. No, it's my fault cause you know she gets smashed in the back. Fucking your bitch with my strap on cause too many niggas wanna see me dead. Last nigga from the hood got played by a bitch and you know I ain't falling for that. When I was a little nigga, I was running and robbing the streets. I did death for the set. Now I'm a big dog. I be chasing the bag. Everything I do is for a check. Got a little bitch with me. We gon' ride in this Hemi. She say she gon' give me some neck. If he say the wrong thing and it's off his head. Ain't see your chest, but I take off his neck. When I was a little nigga, I was running and robbing the streets. I did death for the set. Now I'm a big dog. I be chasing the bag. Everything I do is for a check. Got a little bitch with me. We gon' ride in this Hemi. She say she gon' give me some neck. If he say the wrong thing and it's off his head. Ain't see your chest, but I take off his neck. Good nigga, I was running and robbing the streets. I did death for the set. Now I'm a big dog. Everything I do is for a check. Got a little bitch with me. If she say she gon' give me some neck, if he say the wrong thing, ain't for your chest, but I take off your neck. Good nigga, I was running and robbing the streets. I did death for the set. Now I'm a big dog. Everything I do is for a check. Got a little bitch with me. If she say she gon' give me some neck, if he say the wrong thing, ain't for your chest, but I take off your neck.
It's the operating room. I am the doctor. We are back. Ooh, thanks so much for joining us, guys. That was a quick song, right?
I like
we
it.
We like that. Let me know if you guys like that. Make sure you guys just do it. Listen, just tell me if y'all like it or not. If you didn't like it, keep it to yourself. All right, Higgins. All right, what's up? GM says, hi, what's the topic? The topic today is the love versus the stroke. So I seen a meme that said, is the dick good because I love him? Or do I love him because the dick is good? So that's what we're going to break down. And we're talking about, is it the love or is it the stroke? Is it the stroke that make you fall in love? Or is it the love that make you fall into the stroke? Well, I don't know. We're talking about it today. Lolo, what are you thinking? What are we thinking? We're going to break this down in just a second.
I don't know. I've experienced both, per se. Well, I experienced both because I can say, like, it wasn't as good. And then, like, but they was, like, a good person. So I liked them. But I was like, I don't want this all the time. But when it's, like, a like good stroke, okay. Like, that's the first thing that's going, like, yeah, they cool and all. But, you know, once they really, if they, like, put it on you, you're like, oh, I can see this going.
You know what?
Now I'm
seeing things differently. That's what she's saying. It makes you see things different.
Yeah, like, I would like this long term.
This will be nice long term.
I know that's right.
Okay. This will be nice long term. GM said it's a science. What's up, Marquise? Jason, thanks for watching. Larry, Caprice, Siobhan, Larry, Jermaine, everybody, thanks so much for watching. Make sure you show this live. We're talking the love versus the stroke. We have Ivina Guy here today. And
I know that's right.
A piece for us. I'm so
likewise,
excited.
Likewise.
That
Look, I'm excited to be here.
You're excited to be here. You ready for this topic, the love versus the stroke?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready. Got to be ready. Okay. Got to be ready. I'm happy to be in the operating room, you know,
hey,
with the doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
You let me know when you're ready.
All right, you got two pieces. I'm ready for you.
Oh, you want me to spit them back to back?
No. Just take us in and take it slow, Daddy.
I heard that.
Okay.
Okay, until it's time to turn up.
Correct.
I'm with you.
Start off slow and then speed it up. That's what Missy Ellie said, not me. We ready. She said start off slow and then speed it up.
Let's see.
All right,
okay.
Just give me one piece. Just give me one piece.
My dick pulsates with power every night as I sleep.
I'm finna come.
Sometimes throughout the day. Morning erection, sending injections to each extremity of my body, from my head to my feet. The cargo is creativity, audacious flair, strength, speed, and so many other things. My dick is a corporation. Nah. An empire. Building civilizations. Brick by brick. The river tides rise as brilliant ideas flood my mind. All of which ejaculates into her. I gift, she receives. And now she's just as powerful as me. Mm. Blessings.
Ooh. I feel blessed out here. I don't know if y'all do. I feel blessed right now.
Well, frazzle dazzle, you know, hey, it is what it is. I've heard better.
We appreciate that. I love it.
Now, brick by brick, was that a double entendre? Because if so, that was pretty fucking
oh,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Come on, man.
That was dope,
right?
Yes, sir. I like listeners, man. I'm an avid listener myself. You know what I'm saying? People do a lot of talking, but a lot of people
don't lose
the art of listening. You know, it's a big deal.
We love it. Thank you, Mo Faded. Real quick, did you guys hear about the Snickers? How they was taking the vein out the Snickers?
That's
disappointing.
Was a joke.
Okay, thank
by
God.
By Snickers themselves.
We like the vein. That's all I'm saying.
I've never seen so many people so angry that they couldn't have a chocolatey dick vein in their mouth. Like, that is
you're
the
upset.
Weirdest thing in the world.
This is, like, for some people, it's probably like, this is the closest thing I'll ever get. You're taking it away.
Exactly.
You know what?
I get the real thing. My parents have disowned me.
So I'm like the practice.
I never looked at the Snicker as a dick until y'all just said that. I think the girl, that's the lady, said that's how y'all be horny as a motherfucker. You look at the Snicker and be like, ooh.
Let me call him.
Like
let
dick.
Me call him.
And pack with nuts, you say.
Hey, you know what the gift of Valentine's Day, fellas? Snickers.
He said, turn them on with that chocolate.
You guys are a mess.
Hey. We got a caller. Just a second, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my lady, help. Uh-oh. I think I hung up. I'm sorry. Caller, call right back. I apologize. We have a technical... Oh, it's this one. We haven't technical.
I got to say, that one was kind of short.
I'm sorry, Paul. Okay. And I have caller ID, so, you know, I prank call folks. I'll call you. I might just do that. But let us know if you guys like I've Been a God's Poetry as much as I did. So thank you again for that. Mm. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Set Me Out. It is our matchmaking game here. So if you are looking for love, if you're looking for a one-night stand, if you want to have a threesome, if you want to get married, let us set you out. Okay? It is our matchmaking game. Mm-hmm. I'm faded. Tell them how they can get set out.
All right. So
we love love. And that's all I'm saying.
We absolutely love love. And because we love love, we want y'all to love love too. And if you're looking for anything from love to just a one-night stand, a summer fling, because it's about to get hot outside. If you want to date somebody till you find some, you know, something that'll keep you warm in the later parts of the year, we are trying to help you with that. Help us help you help your goddamn self, all right? We here to set you out by any means of necessity. So whatever you're willing to do, let us know what you're looking for. You know, hit us up at the operating room, ent.com. And
you can email me.
Email the doctor directly.
The doctor at theoperatingrooment.com, or you can leave us a message on our message line, 314-441-5155. If y'all want to holler at the doctor in the operating room,
word.
We get set out.
Yes.
We got to set out contestant our very own. Lolo wants to be set out.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about Lolo.
All right, so... beautiful age, 34.
Look at it.
Beautiful black woman. We love those here. Fine. Location, STL, right here, obviously. She's a straight woman. She describes herself as a funny, well-built, outgoing woman. She enjoys laughing, cracking jokes, traveling, cuddling, and sports. So, fellas, if you looking for, hey. It is such a rarity to find a woman who's actually into sports, and she'll probably tell you some shit that you don't even know. So, yeah. Hey, look
at
that.
I was ready to drive to Memphis.
Yeah, that was definitely a thing.
Yeah, she ain't doing that, not with them nails.
I'm not playing.
Oh, you ain't playing. Right, see, that's what we got to get that. We got to get that clear. I like it. I watch you do it.
I don't want to play it. And, you know what? We know a secret here about Lolo. She's a good cook. That's my personal
word. That is a fading thing for women now.
Sports? Cook,
hey yo, that's excellent balance if you ask me.
And she a Leo.
She's in fact, hey yo, I was just about to say that. Got Lioness right here, you know. She's looking for a man in a stable place, physically and mentally, that can stimulate her mind and body while being a leader. Very important.
Fuck the mind, the body will follow for sure.
Also, he must be an alum of AEU.
AEU? Yes! He's got to be with AEU.
I don't know what that means.
AEU University.
Please,
Lolo. Oh, see, I'm so lost. That's how I don't
look. Lolo, please explain.
I don't do nothing behind with niggas. You know what I'm saying? I get with girls when it's time to get. I don't know. Nothing of the girl lingo.
Yeah, they just have to have attended. You know, they are a proud.
I have to be okay. You have to eat the groceries. It's a necessity.
Wait a minute. Because okay, so this is the thing right here. I mean, that's new to a lot of people. Eating at in the universally for men, you know, at least 5 years. I'm gonna say 5 years where niggas just start eating ass. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to say 10 years.
Maybe 10.
But you know what though? To his credit, it was very taboo up until like the late 90s to even say that you ate pussy. Mm-hmm. So now to eat, hey look, we like trying to get there, okay?
We catching up. We're in the 20s.
Yeah,
I would love to believe that we are that sex positive as a, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the people were there, so we just want everybody to get there.
It's all right there.
It's just right there.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people. I'm like, yo,
it's the easiest, you can get it all in
one
lick.
You can lick like one.
You know what I'm saying?
And everything in between.
Yes.
It makes sense. Folding and rolling is everything in one go.
The quickest transition you will ever find.
Yes, absolutely.
Get to it.
Just make sure you're clean.
Let's start We're at the good. Top and go down. Do not go down and go up.
Do it correctly is what she's saying. But even if you don't know how, as long as you're doing it, don't worry, I'll guide you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And if you're really
be
nervous
man
about
enough
it,
to let me guide you.
Yeah, if you really, like, honestly, I think the best way for men to go into it, kind of, I would say during the 69 would be perfect, right? Because you're already so engaged in that moment.
Tweezy. He said,
yeah. 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 So, like, if you're engaged in the 69, like, you know, you're already there. Then
the ass is in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Since we talking about dick too good, I don't need to eat ass. That's
a dumb. No, that's a dumb thing.
Listen, if you want to hook up with Lolo, you make sure you email me. But you gotta also eat the groceries, and that's all we're saying. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we're talking about.
Yeah, she's interested in a man at least 5'8", medium to husky build, with a versatile wardrobe that is an extrovert. A versatile wardrobe.
You're able to be presentable at any occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Code switch your outfit.
You ain't looking for the purse.
Mm, I mean,
it means that
if it matches outfit, cool. He can wear the purse.
Yeah, but like, I can go to an after five, or I know how to dress. Just meeting up at a family dress. Event.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta know how to dress.
Like,
she means versatile for like the situation.
Yeah. Not like James Smith.
Hey,
don't get slapped.
She's not Dennis Rodman. She's not talking about that.
Yeah. Okay.
She's talking about if you go to different places.
Hey, he heard
church,
versatile
club,
dress,
you know,
and heard versatility while wearing a dress. Yeah. That's what he just heard.
But the most important, like,
it's not what she's
y'all be chubby.
She's like, she like the chubby guys.
That's interesting. Okay, that's interesting. So what? It's okay if I intervene?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, so the six-pack and the buff guy thing, you know, I've noticed that has been less appealing to women late in the years. Because when I was coming up, everybody wanted a guy who was, you know what I'm saying, buff and stacked up. Now it's like, okay, you'll take a big guy sometimes, or even a husky guy, like you
Everything
said.
Everything changed.
I'm going to just be honest with me. I just don't want to have to feel forced to work out.
Oh, it's all about.
Okay. Because he's going to be like, come on, you need to get healthy. You need to do this. You can
say no fitness gurus.
Please. Everybody just needs to be happy within their body. We're just going to eat and we're going to be happy.
That is hilarious.
Hey, yo, but y'all can't say that. Like, y'all don't know a dude that, like, he goes to the gym and he's almost like a Christian gospel preacher where he's like, can I interest you in the book of Tybo and get you, you know what I'm saying, try to get you like he
but
got
it
himself.
But it won't hurt though. Like, that is motivation as well. And help. It's not, that's why I said medium build. Like, I just don't want you skinny. Like, I just
she wants to weigh them. All right, save me out.
But it's for me to rub a belly at night and kind of cuddle in.
Yeah. Tweezy's acting out. Tweezy's acting out.
Yeah.
But no, for real, we gonna say Lolo out this season.
Yep, looking for a date to soulmate.
Date to soulmate. Start here and there and let's.
Age range from 32 to 42, so somebody she can actually speak with, and like when she reminisce about stuff, they can do the same thing. Cause dating young is dating young is like weird. It's like they talking about high school, and it was like 3 years ago. It's like fuck prom.
That'd be childish.
Yeah.
They ain't got no that much life experience. They ain't got no choice.
Right. Yep. They just came from being a kid.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't know any better.
All right, we're talking
open to yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was almost done. My bad. Let me get this piece of paper out the way first. open to any race. No community penis, please.
That's important.
No bad breath. Keep yourself up. Keep your hygiene. Just dope. Anything you would like to put in on what you don't want a deal breaker. Anything we're missing here? Like,
I just try to keep it simple. You know, don't be this scared. Like, just everybody should have fresh breath. So that's not too bad.
That's,
but
that's
if
given,
you know
she
your shit, be clowning. Like,
be self aware. That's all we're asking.
And so then that comes to what did I say?
Oh my gosh!
So you just, I said for the men, like when that financial part, like. I don't want you to be like, yeah, I stay with my mama because I'm helping her. Like, nah, this not gonna work.
What if his mama is staying with him because he's helping her? What if mama fell on hard times and he got it?
That's a good question.
Because that's a different ballgame.
She's saying,
game,
don't
you know?
Be on no bullshit. If that was really what's happening, that's different. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can't say. That's
some
cool.
Some people will use that line like, yeah, I stay with my mama to help her out, you know.
Like, just tell the truth. That's
I ain't good. Inviting no girl to my mama house. Right. You know what I'm saying? We got to go to your house. You ain't got no house either? Oh, okay. Well, shit. We don't even fuck with each other anyway. You got that? Hey, you can't come to my mama's house.
And that's the part that they know we have mutual grounds. Like, we're going to meet out somewhere. It ain't that just chilling
we gonna be
within
each other's house.
Yeah, each other's household. Because I'm not going to give you the impression, like, you know.
She said dating. She ain't say nothing about coming to nobody's house.
Yeah.
You right, my apologies. I'm tripping. Let me sit back. Let me get in my place. I'm tripping.
But she said from date to soulmate. So, maybe one day y'all might be in the bedroom and we talking about love versus the struggle. We're going to jump into the topic because it's about that time. Okay? I'm going to play one song and we're going to come back in 3 minutes and we all in the topic. We'll be back. It's the operating room. I am the doctor.
Bring that fat ass over here. I want to get it in my mouth. Wanna get it in my mouth. Oh. Suck on that ass, baby. I gotta suck on that ass, yo. I'm talking, yo. I'm gonna spread the ass apart. Get my tongue in your ass. Eating on your ass. Oh, yo, I'm eating on you. Eating on you. Eating on your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby. Give me your ass. Yo, the whole ass. I'm gonna eat it with my tongue and mouth. Yo, you gotta do it. Work that ass for pass the juice, baby. Yo, I feel the juice in my mouth. Yo, the juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby. Yo, pulp free? Hell no, I need the pulp. Need a whole bunch of pulp in that goddamn ass, yo. Get on top of me, I see you, you're on top of me. I can't even see the rest of your body. Your ass is fat. Then you're sitting down, baby, on my face. I'm sucking your pussy and your ass in the same place. You gotta
work that ass for daddy.
Oh, oh, work that ass.
You gotta work that ass for daddy.
Your ass is mine, bitch. Your ass is mine, gonna suck
gotta
on it.
Gotta work that ass for daddy.
You gotta work it, baby. Gotta work it good. Love the ass.
Gotta
on it.
Work that ass for daddy.
You gotta work that. And I need it in my life. Gotta
hey y'all, it's Lolo and you're listening to The Operating Room each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Tell everybody and go listen at mycitymymusic.com.
What up, gang gang? It's your girl, Baby Dandres, and you are now tuning in to The Operating Room. Let's turn up, y'all.
Thank you so much for joining The Operating Room. We are back. I am the doctor. We are going to jump into the topic, the love versus the stroke. So we're talking about, is the sex so good that you're just in love? Like, this is what makes you love this person? Or do you love this person and that's what makes the sex good? So that's what we're going to be talking about. I've been a guy. You're our special guest today. Let's start off with you. Let's just tell me your thoughts right now, your comments about it.
Well,
which one is it? Is it the sex that's good? You ever had some good ass pussy?
I have.
Did you love them, or did you love them, and that's what kind of made the sex good?
I think that with experience, you know, I'm 33 years old, so I done had some pussy before, you know, and I think they two separate things, you know. I think people miss love ain't sex. You can love somebody and just kind of deal with them, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can have somebody you have sex with and it's just for the sex. You don't necessarily love them like that, you know. That's how the open relationship thing came in, right? That's what make it so convenient. Because 9 times out of 10, a woman will marry or boyfriend a guy who's not the they first choice, you know what I'm saying? It's a love there. He takes care of them and he'll do everything for her and she love him, you know what I'm saying? She do, you know, but at the same time, he might necessarily be satisfying in the bedroom.
So now, she in love with the big dick niggas, is that what you trying to say?
I ain't saying she in love with the big dick niggas either.
That's what I'm gonna call cheating, though.
That's
because
what
it's like, you it does satisfy me, so it's like, I'm going out here to get satisfied, but I love the way that you
Well, I love you.
I'm comfortable, so I just. Okay. But I just. Sex is like 75% to me. Like, it's a big
part.
It's
a big part of it.
And if you can't. Because I want it at least once a day.
So if you
can't
satisfy me.
But if you can't do that, it's just like, yeah, like. What are we doing this for? I mean, I love you.
What about that 1 week? So you only once a day. What about that 1 week? Now you get a man into a habit of, okay, we're doing it every day.
Somebody like that.
Yeah,
people
I mean,
don't
if I love you, I'm a, you know, we still good.
Okay, I heard that. I heard that. Sure. I mean, I think they separate. I think people try to put the two together, and that's a big mistake. You know, that's a big mistake. And yeah, people should go, and that's the reason that relationships fail. Most of the time, relationships fail because the woman is unsatisfied. Seriously, you know, and they just kind of fill a void. Sexually, okay. or anything, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter what it is, you know. That's but I feel like the woman makes the choice, and she have to, you know, get the nigga you like. You know what I'm saying? Get the nigga you like. You know, sometimes he put forth a little, you know, a little wall in front. Shit, go through that wall. You know, motherfuckers be like, shit.
Superwoman. All right, so you say the love, Lolo say the stroke, Mo Faded.
What up, though?
What do you say?
Genuinely, I can easily confess that loving someone and having sex with that person makes that sex so much better.
It does. That's what I
For me, sex is way it is as much mental as it is physical. And if I can get someone that stimulates my mind, like to this day, I still got somebody, like we could be going through hell with each other. But when we have sex, it's like, yo, my partner is that
it's
fucking
like
close
mate.
To me. It,
yeah, like
it's
a
like
a truly, puzzle piece.
Have y'all seen the movie Avatar? It's like our nasty ass ponytails and touch each other. You know what I'm saying? Like it's way
it's a
more.
It is. Yeah.
It's very much a consummation of not just bodies but minds as well. So having said that, why y'all be getting so caught up on dick, right? Like y'all
give us the dick. Give us the dick.
And better every time, and that's fucking mind blowing. It's like how
I thought it was good last time.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
It's like you got magical powers.
That's dope. That's dope.
And it's like y'all be looking at each other like, Like you experienced that too. That shit was straight better than last time. It's
mind blowing as fuck.
It's
amazing.
But I still say, you know, like you know, like he mentioned, like yo, you got to learn how to separate those two because it's dangerous territories to get your ills mixed up. Because if you mix your lust with your like you know your love, you're gonna take another ill, and that's gonna be a loss. Like for real.
Cause I think it'd be like, I don't want nobody else to have this. Like this is good.
See what I'm saying?
No, it's hundreds of thousands of women in jail right now. And get over some dick.
I might do some shit, but you gonna be alive. You might not be in the best of shape.
It's not gonna be like how you purchased it. It's what she's gonna be a little different. Everything changes.
Could have sworn I had all my windows in my car this morning.
Not today.
I'll let you keep your windows.
Not
tires, not so much. You know.
Don't be nice. So ultimately, would you accept some mediocre or good sex with the person that you actually in love with versus you? I gotta have that one thing that can thing like can't no other thing you. You got to have that, and that's why you in love with that person. I was just thinking that. That dick's like no other dick has ever dicked you before. I kill over this shit.
But sometimes girls want to love because they know that they got that thing thinking, so they going to thing everywhere. That's where the community
is. That's the community. You can't be community.
So it's like the one you really should love should be the one with the okay.
Or the one that love you, basically, but...
That's not true either. I ain't gonna say that's not true. You know, everybody has
okay,
their.
Okay, that's what we want to hear men feedback. Okay, we could be in the wrong.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of type of options out here, you know, and people looking for the thing that everybody promotes, you know. it's all type of niggas out here. It's all type of women out here. You know, you don't know what type of dick busting if, until you done had that dick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he might be busting you down. Yeah, yeah, everybody loving it. Yeah, because everybody want to fuck with that nigga. Now we promoting it because Cortez. Everybody talking about Cortez. You know, little baby. Now everybody want to look like little baby. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to do what they do like little baby and not being original. It's a lot of original, unique dick out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Unique looking motherfuckers out here. Unique thinking motherfuckers out here that'll rock your world, but missing out because, I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all face, we love you in the operating room. Said, can we get a clap for that unique dick? Yes, ma'am, we can. We appreciate them like we appreciate all the members of the AEU. Amen. 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 Now, I don't know. I'm getting moist, and I'm thinking that crazy. I'm in a God has something else. Everybody relax. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm silly, man. I'm relax. Having a blast. I'm happy to be here, you know.
We
thank
happy
you
to
so
have
much.
You.
I appreciate
all right.
that. Because everybody can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all know.
I
done been put out of places.
Listen. All right. So you got one more piece for us. And it was my special request. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. Did you write it down? Do you remember, like, really remember these beautiful poems that you write?
If I'm performing, I don't read off paper.
We like a good performance. Amen.
I don't read off paper because, it's a distraction. It takes away from your performance, you know, because you gotta, you know, do this
perform.
As opposed to
perform.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, animated, maybe.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
And I would say, like, as an artist of any kind, when you have original pieces that you created, you're giving a piece of yourself to read off a piece of paper. It don't even feel like that's from you. That feel like it's, you know, from somebody else. And I can attest to that. So.
Right.
Real talk.
All right. Love versus a stroke is the topic today.
Okay. So
we broke
we,
a little bit of it down. I don't know.
We ready?
I don't know. But we ready to hear one more piece.
Okay. It's a special request from the doctor. I'm you know, I definitely. And I'm the patient tonight, right?
Hey!
All right. So, we fucking or what? Right. I done wooed you with conversation and erotic text messages. I'm sick of masturbation and need of your medicine.
I am the doctor.
You know what I'm saying? Since you my physician, I ain't a physician. You know?
I'm sorry. That was rude.
Shout. She, are you?
That was rude of me. You didn't catch it, but now you did. That was rude of me. Go on.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Since you my physician, I ain't a physician. But I should give you a heads up. Right? I'm pretty skilled with that action. And when my head's up, he's driven by passion. Sometimes I can't control him. When he get the rolling, he going to that thing swollen, but I promise. It's going to be the best ass whooping in your life. Ever been stabbed without a knife?
I'm moist.
Cream from laceration. Penis incisions, come on with your decision. We fucking or what? No doubt. I eat that pussy. On your kitchen table. Right now. Lickety split. Tongue kiss that clit. Fine dining shit.
I'm finna come again.
We fucking or what? I don't see a slut. I'll be the hoe this time and next time. And every time you let me test your stuff.
That's for not everyone.
Yeah, I'll do it. You hear me? Been quite a while since the last time I was in the sack, rolling in the sheets, going back to back, get one off, but don't go soft. Standing erect with a pulsating vein as if you ran out of breath on the second, third, fourth wind. That's why I'm so direct, and I know your panties wet. You know what I'm saying? We fucking or what? You know what I'm saying? I don't see a slut. I'll be the hoe this time, man, next time, and every time you let me test your stuff. You like it rough, toot it up. Hands around your neck, let you know who's in charge. Going hard like I was behind bars, you like it slow.
Woo.
Gentle. Kisses and caresses of your body, slow jams. We could bring Luther to the party. Ronald Isley, Jeffrey Osborne on do Trey songs. Is this dick grown, girl, if we ain't fucking. You best leave me alone. Fuck a long day. I had a long year. Full clip of frustration. 9mm. Can't miss from this range. Bang. Not gonna play this game. We ain't fuck. Get the fuck on. Got work to do and could be working you. Like a 9 to 5, a part time and a paper route. It ain't going a distance. I'm knocking that ass out. And I don't fight fair, boo. Give me the green light. I dare you. Don't miss out. This here in high demand, I can prove it from the show me state in. Begging wasn't part of the plan. And we back to the question at hand.
Is we fucking on wood?
I know that. Oh, dude.
You did that one at
Tiffany's Playhouse. Shout out to Taylor Tills. Absolutely. We got some hitters out here. I don't know where y'all at or where y'all listening from. We got some hitters in St. Louis. Follow our Benagai, IBENAGOD. We'll book you a flight, get you somewhere to stay, and we got activities. What's up? In real talk.
Is we fucking on all? What are you going to say, right? My God, that was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. That sounded a lot like a character in my book, Madame Memoirs. Really quick, I just want to talk about the book. I'm super excited. We are having a book signing, but make sure you guys get your copy. I'm signing them all. It's very sexy. It is a collection of tales based off true events. I'm excited. The doctor is super happy about her little baby. Okay. Make sure you guys get it. Lolo, tell them about the book signing.
In celebration of that, Madame's Memoirs, it will be on May the 14th from 6:30 to 8:30, and that will be at Too Much Sauce. So make sure you are in attendance. We're going to have a champagne toast. You're going to have hors d'oeuvres. You're going to bring your book to get signed by the doctor herself. We're going to have music, food. It's going to be a good time. Also, you know, it's always prizes. You're going to have that raffle for a gift basket. Ooh. You never know what the doctor gonna put in.
You're gonna have a good time.
Yes, and then the first 24 people that purchase a book receives a gift as well.
We're gonna have a good time at the book signing.
Yeah, and then you can get some merchandise also from Dress Chic.
Oh, get y'all some merchandise. Read the book. And it was PG. Lolo be tripping last night.
Nah. Like I said, somebody came to me.
It was other people.
And their eyes was out their head.
No, get the book. It's PG. Don't let your kids read it PG. But it was me going soft.
That's a loose-ass version of PG.
You had one X instead of three.
I'm saying that.
Is that the PG version? One X instead of three.
You know, it's pretty soft is what I'm saying.
Soft porn.
Get the book.
This is Cinemax at 11
it's
o'clock.
HBO, like, special.
It's like taxicab confession type of.
Showing our age here.
Oh, gosh.
They know, right?
So we talked the love versus the stroke today. I don't know. The stroke is magical. Talked about it's the tool that gets the job done. And if you're not doing your job, what are we doing this for?
Mm-hmm. For love?
You're right.
For love?
Oh!
I need something out of this.
She said she needs something out the deal, and love is not what she's looking for. Lolo said, make her come. Okay. Do it well.
In the meantime,
while
loving me.
We'll see. That's what I was saying earlier, though, right? I mean, the love and the sexual aspect are two separate things, you know? That's why even with people getting married for business, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, y'all could just do business. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole psychological thing. Like, I gotta have a husband. I gotta have this. Nah, you can separate your dick from the motherfucker you love if you want to.
True.
Or you can, and likewise for men and women. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know? And you can get married if you find that. That's what makes marriage special, though. When you find that the both, that unique connection, then get married. Yeah. But don't force it. Chill until then. Fuck it. Yeah, damn it. It happened. If it's divine powers, if that's what you're looking for.
It don't happen. Shit. I think it's such a live like this on porn. I hope you know what I mean in the book. I think it's a good book. Madame Memoirs. Madame was, you know, she did a few fun. I don't know. She's a character, guys. But the love versus stroke, when you in love with somebody, I think that definitely makes the stroke better because of the energy, the connection between the two. I think physically, if you fucking me good, yeah, I might always call you, but yeah, you're not gonna be the one I wanna marry, and it's gonna be my best friend, and it's gonna do what it make me feel like me. You're not gonna be that one. But if I just had to cheat, I would call you. If I just had to, because he cheated on me first, I would have to call. I would have to call the number one. That's all.
Make
it
work.
Physically, the number one. if it just, we don't condone cheating.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, we don't condone cheating here. But I do like to be honest.
And when she say, that's my friend, Tweezy. When she say, oh, that's my cousin. That's my cousin. So we like cousins.
Listen. Listen. I don't even know if he going to figure any of that out.
You know, that's hilarious. Y'all clowning tonight.
I knew that they was going to turn up. My city, my music be turned up tonight. I don't know. Let's see. Liz says, love holds more purpose.
Yep.
All right, love holds more purpose.
Long term, absolutely. So,
and when, what if they, you know, men get older? What if they
most
can't,
of them.
What if they, you know what I'm saying, can't perform? You know?
You mean like as we age, like once we get older, or you sound like...
Yeah, like that happens. Hey, we
it's always stuff for that. Don't worry about that. It's a whole
old ass people. Like, yeah. I be still seeing old ass
drugs. That's the answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think good, great dick makes it stronger. Like
makes the bond stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about finding that balance.
That's even much more what you have in common.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Can a woman teach a man give
please,
her?
That's where the love comes from. Right? Yep. Like, I love you so much, I'm going to teach you how to do this.
How to make, you know, me happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you how to do it how I like.
Because you know every what? Time you don't do it don't how do I want it.
Like, real shit. Women don't do that. Like, real talk. Women do not communicate effectively when it comes to their sexuality because they are, for whatever reason, just believing that men just wake up knowing how to do shit and... Ladies, tell us. No, the fuck we should. Women are like. Everybody. like real shit. Like, that is it.
He's been drinking.
Sweezy. And it's like, yo, real shit. Women are like different different journeys. You know what I'm saying? Every woman don't like the same thing. So it's up to y'all to tell us, hey, explore me in this way. This is the way that I like to be pleased. And as men, it's up to us to...
Except
we got to get it. We got to get that shit.
It's hard to teach a man because they feel like you immediately is attacking them sexually.
Yeah, check your ego at the door, fellas. Yeah. Real shit. That girl, she wants you. She wants... She's telling you this shit because she wants you. And you got to take your ego out of... Oh, how she going to tell me? Nah, she wants you to be there.
She wants you. Exactly. Because we know a nigga that can do it.
Yeah.
Now, did you
give
me to call you?
ultimatums. She said, like,
hey, yo, as long as you don't say this shit, that's how you get slapped. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all petty.
Is y'all hearing this?
That's what I'm saying. Don't say it. You can think the fuck out of it. Don't say it. Like,
I
know somebody that.
Exactly.
But Leah says use toys and role play. Yeah, definitely spice things up. If you love somebody. And they're not the number one sexual mate you ever had. That's probably kind of typical or common. Teach them.
Yeah.
Show them. Do different things. Make it, you know what I'm saying, work for the person you love. I don't think, the sex coming into play. So I absolutely would take love, being in love with somebody and having some mediocre dick. Because when I get done with him, he going to be superb. He going to be the king that he is at it. So, I love him. I'm going to show him, and he gonna do it. And every time, we going to absolutely give each other 100%. That's good sex right there, especially if you love him. The emotion is what really connects you to him.
Yep.
So y'all going to have some good sex regardless. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be fiery in the inside because y'all in love. So that's what the doctor say. We went over.
I'm not playing Tweezy. This is some wack ass dick. Now you lucky I love you.
She gonna say you lucky I love you. No, I think when you in love with him, you can't say that. You can't feel that. You're not gonna feel that if you in love with him. You wouldn't dare feel or say that the dick is wack. You in love with him. You love him. The dick,
I love you because you love, I mean, I love you, but like, I'm really settling. Like,
you wouldn't think that.
Yes, I have.
Shit.
I'm aware.
Well, you ain't never been in love then.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that don't sound like that was it. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but that's what she said. She's done
it. It's just a part of it for me. Like, yeah, everybody's different, but like, it's like, good. This. Cool, but it's like, yeah, like, I need a little bit more.
2 out of 10, I wouldn't recommend.
I mean,
not a 2 out of 10.
I agree. I mean, but seriously, I agree with her. You know what I mean? Shit.
Like, the pussy gotta be good, or you wouldn't dare be.
Sex is a multi-person act. Mm-hmm. Again, communicate that shit, for real. Like, it's on both people.
I think we should break down the difference between love. You know what I'm saying? I got people. We got people that we love.
In love, though. Okay, let me just say, let's just say, think about the woman that you was most in love with your entire life. Was that the best pussy you ever had? I think that's basically the question.
Okay. Well, it's not, you know, and then sometimes you wouldn't even.
So it is the love then. It wasn't the sex. It wasn't the stroke. It was the love.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but okay, yeah, I love her. We in love then, okay. You know. Okay. I mean, that's a deep. That's pretty deep though. You know, that's a deep.
I'm finna write some shit in Tweezy file tonight.
He say, "Fuck
that,
I feel good."
What is he? What was you drinking today, Tweez? Turco, yeah. But we're back now. Thank you so much for coming inside the operating room. I had a really good time tonight.
Thank you for having me. And they putting me out too. Right? I was just getting started. You know?
The session is over. You know, but we might have to bring you back. Do a Love versus Stroke Part 2. What do you guys think about that?
I'm down.
I appreciate that. You know,
Tweezy gonna talk about point. Tweezy's gonna come. We gonna talk to Tweezy. You wanna be on Love versus Stroke Part 2? Hell yeah. All right. I'm feeling
it. No, that's not why. That's because we was this is me. Everybody here. We was here. It's because we was here.
We here. That's the energy I'm talking about, though. That's the connection. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, we having a good time. All right. Last question tonight. Jason, we got to get out of here. I appreciate you watching, though. No disrespect. Here's the question. He said, if the love and the stroke left, which one would hurt you more?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Hey, y'all, Liz. Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. I ain't going to even say
love, easy.
Yeah.
The love leave.
When I got to say, when the love leaves, you realize how rare that love actually is.
You like, I need that shit. I love it. Yeah.
The sex, it's options out here. There's a lot of people like, you can replace that.
That's why you still sticking around. Like, I was thinking with that.
You saying when the stroke good, you let a few things slide under the table. Hang on, right? Just fuck me good. Okay, all right. I accept your apology. Come on.
You only got 3 times.
She said she hit you with the 3 strikes. You out. Yeah, all right, child. It's baseball. It's baseball in here. I had such a good time. All right, Jason. He says, I'm just saying, even with today's love language. You know what? My love language is here, but we are going to do a part two to the love versus...
I remember that part of the book.
The love versus the stroke. We're going to definitely do a part two. Tweezy says he's going to come on. I'm hoping I Been A Guy comes back because we had a good time. I really did. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
Let's
say they want you to come to a party.
I know, that's right. Tell them.
Spit some of that.
Holler at me. Holler at me. Hit the inbox. IBENAGOD. You can put that on Facebook. You can put that on Instagram. On everything, you know. On my mama again. You know what I'm saying? Nah, shit. I don't think nobody else going by that handle right now. But hey, it's I Been A Guy. IBENAGOD on everything.
Awesome. Make sure you guys reach out. Jason said he may have to make an appearance on that one. All right, so y'all feeling the love versus the stroke. We gonna turn up part two. Lolo, we out of here. We want us to set you out this season. We definitely gonna try to get you to hook up because we like connections. That is our matchmaking game. Make sure you email me, the doctor, at theoperatingrooment.com. The subject should be Set Me Out, Lolo's Edition. We gonna set out our very own Lolo and try to make something happen. Low Faded, we're out tonight. We was turned up today. I'll be honest.
It was fucking lovely. I was like so dead because I've been operating off like 3 hours of sleep for the past week and happy to be here.
And now you all turned up. Yeah. That's what the operating room does. I'm excited about the book signing. I'm super turned up about that. What's wrong, my baby?
I can't make it.
I'm writing a whole lot of shit and a whole lot of people filed tonight. Man. That's what I'm going to.
No, that's right.
It's buses to be driven.
Ride them up, baby.
Love you too.
Ride them up.
Really, I had a good time. But that's really all I got for tonight. Anybody have any final words?
Go find a good stroke.
Love is in the stroke.
The love is in the stroke.
Find balance.
Sweezy been trying to say that all night. The love is in the stroke. He's been acting out.
Man, live your life freely. You know, don't commit to nothing about no love or none of that shit until you're sure. That's what I got to leave until you're sure.
So
if not,
before you, that's why we need the part two. Because you said before you will go further in a relationship, you gotta make sure it's good.
She said that's why we need a part two.
We got to talk with you. We got to get into a relationship and all that. We got to break all that down. What type of relationship? Part two. We'll part two. Look, we finna have part two when we leave. Goddamn, niggas ain't gonna be able to leave without talking. Well, hold up though.
Cause
yeah, crazy.
That's it's in a stroke. I had a good time tonight, everybody. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. You guys have a very good night. Make sure you share this live and tune in next Sunday at 8 p.m. We're talking the girlfriend versus the wife with Sabrina Renee. She's a pleasure specialist. She's a model, and she's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But we definitely going to be working on a part two to the love versus the stroke. That's what happens. It's an important topic. We need to communicate. And that's all this is. It's just a way to communicate. We love when you guys communicate with us. Other than that, you're inside the operating room. I am the doctor, and we will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for watching, and make sure you share the live. I want y'all to send this to somebody very special tonight.
Intercourse with you. Intercourse.
Sweet, the remix gone.
With you. I want to have intercourse with you. Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Right? Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Right? Intercourse with you. Intercourse.
Relations.
Right?
Yeah, no, great. That sounds good.
All right. Yeah, groovy, yeah. Groovy. Now, is there...
Stevens College is more than a learning institution. It's a place where women follow their dreams and make the friendships that last a lifetime. the country's second oldest women's college. It's a welcoming community where students can discover who they're meant to be. A small school in a thriving college town, it offers a top quality education with all the social aspects of a big university. Find your voice. Chase your ambitions. Dream up. Stevens College. Learn more at stevens.edu.
Peak Performance knows that according to studies, nearly 30 million men suffer from ED and won't do anything about it. Maybe they're afraid the solution will be painful. Maybe they don't react well to medication. Maybe they're afraid it won't work. Don't be part of that 30 million. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181. Or visit peakperformanceformen.com. Peak Performance. Man at his peak.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.